greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
Now, who wouldn't fancy warmer weather in winter and the chance to let your hair down and party? Throughout Italy, February is a month of carnivals. Alessandra Smith says the actual dates vary each year because the celebrations follow the church calendar.
Because it's linked to Lent and to Easter.
This year's festival in Venice runs from February 11th to 28th. During the events, a whole programme of brightly coloured shows, parades and music takes place. Masks feature prominently and masked balls are a highlight for many visitors.
It's very special because it's probably the most stylish of them all. And you really go around Venice and you see people taking it very, very seriously. Some people parade in costumes that are really date back to the 18th century, for instance. And the balls, the mask balls, are very, very beautiful, very stylish. Because Venice is so photogenic and so beautiful anyway, it becomes a perfect canvas for these beautifully dressed people to stop for pictures.
On weekends throughout February, there's a carnival in a town on the northern coast of Tuscany, known for its political satire using puppets.
What's characteristic of the carnival in Viareggio is that they have these parades of papier-mâché floats, gigantic ones, very big ones. Lots of them have either a grotesque or a satirical aspect, and you see famous politicians.
Do you think there's likely to be a Donald Trump then?
Very likely.
On the 28th of February in Ivrea, which is a town near Turin in northwest Italy, there's an orange battle.
Hopefully they're not very, very hard. Maybe they choose some that are a bit gone. Some of the carnivals reenact battles, for instance. This is the case with the carnival of Ivrea.
Have you got any carnivals in Italy which are more like what you might have in Brazil, with a lot of dancing and costumes?
Cento, these beautiful ladies, scantily dressed, lots of dances and music and this sense of fun of a big, big street party, basically.
You can get all the information you need on the Italian Tourist Board website, italia.it.